Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Hey now, I'm Stephen McKay. Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. And here we are again. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is, as you should know by now, if you're a regular listener, this is a best-of show tonight. Travis Winters has guard duty tonight, and so he's off doing Army training. He's going to go play with his gun, go play with his weapons this weekend. So he's not here tonight. He's protecting all of us tonight in the darkness. Yeah, right. And then next week, now here's interesting, next week he'll also be gone, and he's going to be at a trout fishing tournament. Yes, he's a big professional trout fisherman, and he's going to be off doing that next weekend, but we will be having a guest in studio, good old Blues Cruiser from here in Kansas City is going to be joining us. He's going to be sitting in for Travis, and we are going to be exploring the world of Kansas City blues music. That's next Saturday night. So you'll definitely want to join us then, and we're going to be hearing a lot of great blues music from right here in Kansas City. All right, here's what we got coming up tonight. If you're a regular listener and you've been listening for the last 4 years, I don't know that you want to tune in tonight or not. You may want to just go get a beverage and just hang out and do something else, because a lot of this you're going to hear, you've heard before. But we're going to play some of the tidbits from the past, kind of for the new listeners. And, something you missed out on. Yeah, I've got some cuts back here from 07. I got some old stuff here tonight we're going to be playing. And also some great blues music and a couple interviews that we did with Mike Martin and Jeremy from Driving Wheels. So we're going to have a couple of good interviews and some good in-studio music a little bit later on, too. So, I guess we're going to get this all started, and we'll be right back with the Up All Night Radio Show.
Hi, this is Steve Falter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show. And also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
All right, back here on the Up All Night Radio Show, I'm Steve McKay. And yes, Travis again is not with us tonight. He's pulling guard duty and, you know, doing his thing there. So it's just you and me. And we're going to have a pretty good time. I've got some old stuff to listen to, some of the old best of, or least worst of, is like we want to call it. Some of that's going on tonight. Also, we got some music we're going to play, some new music. I got some interviews with Mike Martin from Out of the Blue, and also Jeremy from Driving Wheel a little bit later on, too. And they're going to have some of their music. And but first, by the way, I do have a couple of show notes on the website. And we'll be discussing a little bit later, because I did have a few things that I had to get to. Couldn't wait till next week, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. So head up to the website, macandtravis.com. That's M-A-C and Travis.com. Macandtravis.com, that's where you're going to want to go. And you're going to see those few show notes that I did post for this week. It's the same Babe of the Week as last week. Nothing new there. And all that will, of course, get updated later this week. Also, there's the chat box. You can jump in the chat box there and yak up a storm. And I'll be in there, obviously, and as much as I can. And, well, I think most people, or at least a lot of our friends, regulars in the chat box, are off down at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee. So I don't know how many people are going to be in the box tonight, but we're going to have a good time anyway. I got one other thing to mention, very important on the business. We have a new affiliate. Yes, give us the big round of applause for the affiliate. Rant Radio has joined us on board there, and thank you and welcome aboard to the Mac and Travis Radio Empire of Stations. Glad to have you. And you're going to be replaying the show on Sundays, so awesome that you're doing it. Thank you so much. And for all of our regular listeners, you want to take a look at Rant Radio, the link is right there on our homepage, macandtravis.com. How about that? There you go. All right. Oh, man, I'm out of breath now. You know what? Here's what funny happened to me this week. You want to know what happened to me this week? My phone died, my cell phone. And if you ever have to go buy a new cell phone, it's a nightmare, because they want to upgrade you and change your package and all this other stuff. And I ended up, this thing is like a BlackBerry, and it's got a keyboard and all kinds of stuff on it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing with it. I can't even write a text, even though it has a keyboard on it. I started calling people that I didn't want to call by accident, and I couldn't shut the thing off. It's a nightmare. So, anyway, T-Mobile is who I got as a carrier. I want to give them a round of applause. Give T-Mobile a round of applause. They do actually do a really good job, and I'm so there you go. It's your free pub of the week there. How about that? Eesh. All right, let's get to this. Let's get some of this old stuff here. You want to get some old stuff first? And this is Colonel Roger Duke from back in July of 07. Yeah, the material's a little dated, but I still think you're going to find it funny. We're going to have a couple of cuts from Colonel Duke back there in July of 07. Let's take a listen.
Oh, hello, Colonel Duke. Are you there? Colonel Duke, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? Sounds like you're bowling again.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're finish up our summer league. I got to tell you something there, Mac and Travis. I'm telling you something else.
What's
that? We're in last place. Can you believe that?
No. You guys?
It should be called a gutter cut. I'm telling you that right now. We suck. My God. Hold on. Larry, can you bring me a beer? It's a knock. I want some extra cheese, please.
Well, you know, Colonel Duke, there's been a lot of things going on since the last time we talked with you.
Oh, it's been forever.
Yeah, I know. What do you think about Iraq and the situation we're in over there?
Oh, my God. Are you freaking nuts? over 50 years in the service, and I have never seen something so mismanaged, fucked up in this
Whoa. You can't be mentioning the F-bomb anymore.
F-bomb?
Yeah.
Can you say fuck?
Oh, yeah. You can't say that anymore.
There, sonny. I fought for this country for over 50 years. I fought for freedom, and I can say any fucking word.
Hello?
Hey, Travis.
Yeah, there you are, yeah.
Fuck you. Hey, Mac, are you still there? Yeah, fuck you, too.
All right, well, putting that aside, let's get back to Iraq. What were you saying about Iraq? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, there you are.
I'm here.
What were you saying about Iraq again?
I don't know. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Where the fuck is Osama bin Laden?
Isn't he
responsible for 9/11?
Supposedly.
So let's see. George Bush invaded Iraq, not where Osama bin Laden is at.
Right.
Why the fuck we didn't? We should have invaded Brazil. I mean, God damn it.
At least
they said some hot chicks. You see some of their booties down there?
Yeah, at least the women are hot in there. Ooh. Brazil.
Brazil booties. Woo. At least our soldiers would have some fun there, too. You can't see shit there in Iraq. They're all covered up by these jackets and shit. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, yeah. What about the presidential candidates? You see anything?
Oh, yeah, you had to bring that up.
Well, you know, it is election year, almost.
Yeah, I've been voting in elections for over 50 years, and I got to tell you, I can't believe this problem. This fit dumbasses. Let's see, we got a woman. Yeah, ain't vote for a woman. We got a black. We got a Mexican. He needs to go back to Mexico. Then we got a couple of Bible thumpers, a couple of pussies, one fag, and a Mormon. Good job, people.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
What do you think, about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul? I don't know. He's my age, so I'll give him that much. Him and I, we probably both served in the military together.
So, are you saying you'd vote for Ron Paul?
Nah, I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Hillary?
Yeah. You seen her butt on that baby? Man, I'd like to tag that. Get my 80-year-old weenie out there and lay it on top of that baby. I don't know. Ron Paul might be an opportunity. I haven't figured it out. I'm too busy bowling. I got stuff to go in my life.
Well, that's
Larry, God damn it, I want some more cheese on these nachos. God, talk about incompetent boobs. Saggy-ass boobs there, too. Hold on. It's my turn to bowl.
All right.
Watch out there, man. My turn to bowl. Alright, baby needs a new pair of shoes! That's freaking awesome, baby.
All right.
You hear the crowd just yelling.
I heard them going wild for you.
Yeah. Now, I want to tell you something there, Travis. Got to tell you something?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I'm over here at Blue Springs at the Crest Hill Lanes.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's some hot elves running around this place. I'm seeing hot elves.
What's an elf?
You don't know what an elf is, sonny?
No. Never heard of an elf.
They're elders that like the you-know-what. I better get out of here, man. Take it easy, Mac and Travis.
All right. Thanks, Colonel Duke.
Little Ed and the Blues Imperials right there. Here on the Up All Night Radio Show, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kirk, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knott, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric. Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favour and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time?
Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
All right, back here on the Up All Night Radio Show and having a good time. If you're a regular listener, you probably heard most of this stuff before, and I don't know, maybe you want to go do something else, but glad you're sticking with us. And for all you new listeners, especially those coming from Rant Radio, hey, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with a full live show, and Blues Cruiser will be here in studio. We'll be listening to a bunch of Kansas City blues music and having a good time, and then a week after that, Travis will return, and we're going to have a good time. We're also going to have a guest in studio over the next few weeks, a host of Night Watch. Todd's going to be in here in the studio. We're going to be talking with him about the paranormal for a whole night. And, of course, playing some music. We've got to mix in the music and the weird show notes. And also our buddy McShane from the McShane Rock Show is coming back in the studio, and we're going to have a good time doing that, too. So, you know, it's always good when Mick shows up in the studio. So we've got a lot of good stuff happening over the next month or so. So I hope you'll stick with us, and we're gonna try to do our best here. Yeah. Well, maybe not so best. Let's take a listen to something old. Let's see. Which one should we go to next? Oh, this one. I don't know. This one's crazy. It's not Travis. It's a character guest, yes. And what was his name? Captain Jack Graybush. And he's a real pirate, a true-to-life pirate, and he's all pissed about the Somali pirates. And... well, let's just take a listen. This was from, about a year ago. Let's take a listen. All right, back here up all night with Mac and Travis. Travis has stepped out of the room for a minute to go do a weather report and probably take a urine break. You don't hear that on regular radio, do you? No, you don't hear what he's actually doing. Get him some coffee and take a whiz. But we're going to go ahead and make contact with our guest tonight. His name is Captain Jack Graybush, retired pirate. Yeah, there are pirates out there. He was the captain of the Daisy Dreamer, and apparently he plundered the Caribbean for years and years, and he's retired, and he wrote a new book. And let me turn that down because that's annoying. He's got a new book out entitled Arr, and we're going to be talking to him about, I guess he's pretty pissed off about all the new pirates, you know, the Somali pirates, giving them a bad name. Let me see if I can bring him up here. Let's dial him up here. I hope we can get a hold of him. I hope he's not drunk or something. Hello? Hello, Captain? Captain Graybush, I presume.
Yes, this is Captain Graybush. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
On the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
It's good to be here.
Now, explain to me. I didn't know there was really such a thing. Well, first of all, where are you at? I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, right now I'm sitting on a beach, just sitting here, sipping my rum, having a good time.
Sounds like more like a bar or something.
Well, you know, it's kind of the retirement type thing. I've settled down. I've gone off my weird ways of the sea, and I've become a land lover since then.
You're not plundering everybody either.
No, there's no more plundering.
Now, I didn't know that there was such a thing as pirates, but I guess you're kind of the last one of the old school pirate, right?
See. I am the last of my kind of pirate.
The good old pirate that you see in the movies.
The good pirates, you know, I happen to catch that film that they did, Jack Swallows or Sparrows or something.
Something like that.
Yes, I haven't guessed that one. That's not even close to the stuff that I did.
Right. Now, do you have a patch over your eye?
No, I do not have
a patch.
I have both legs and both arms. I was a wee bit lucky when I was a pirate.
I guess. You're a lucky pirate. You didn't get anything chopped off.
No, I had my men do that. I had things chopped off.
I don't even know about it. Okay, well, you got a brand new book out. The book's name is what?
Arg!
All right, very nice. It's a new book. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and all the regular things. And you talk about the life of a retired pirate. And, let me just... Oh, you got some music going on back there, a little reggae music, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, sitting here on the beach, smoking some stuff, and drinking some rum, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hard life to be a pirate.
I would imagine so. So you're retired. Now, in the book, you talk about your... You're pissed about the Somali pirates.
Oh,
you say
yes.
They're not really pirates.
No. They're nowhere near the pirates. They're just a bunch of group of guys that got together and doing stupid stuff in little boats. They don't even have ships nowadays.
They're just little boats, too. They're not big, strong, powerful ships like you had. Ships of the line, right?
Yes, my ship was big and strong. And back in the day, we could take the Daisy Dreamer and take her out and just see the side of my yellow mast and get all scared.
All right.
It's a Daisy Dreamer. You had to make her look good.
All right, cool. Now, I don't have anybody. I got a couple questions here for you.
All righty.
First of all, Wyoming Goofy Gal wants to know, how can you tell it's real gold whenever you plunder?
Oh, it's real simple. All you got to do is look at it, feel the weight. Just the weight of it alone.
I thought you bite it with your teeth or something like that.
Oh, no. You just feel it. Just the weight on your hands.
All right.
It gives you... You'll know if it's real or not.
That's something that always interested me, first of all. Did you have a cabin boy? You know, one of those, like, 15-year-old little boys?
We don't like to talk much about it, but yeah, I did. I had one. He was pretty nice.
What did he do? What would a cabin boy do?
Well, the cabin boy, he's in charge of taking care of the...
I don't want to know. We don't want to talk about that, if that's where it's going. If it's going into that gay stuff, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, okay. We won't talk about that much. Because that's kind of bad. You
know, that is bad stuff. What about, what's, oh man, you got a lot, you got a party going on back
well,
there.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just the way we are, you know how we pirates are. You know, you always have to get a good time.
Okay, so you have this cabin boy. Boy, it's now easy. You have a cabin boy, and at the same time, you're spending 6 months a year out on a ship with 40 other men. It doesn't seem like it'd be very good sex life for women, you know, if sex life for women, I guess. You know,
well, there's sex
hard to find women out there.
You know, being a cop, you have your choice. You know, you have your choice of what you want to do and who you want to do. I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, if there's ever a wench brought on board, you know, sometimes, you know, it's bad luck, because most of the men would see, but... sometimes
so it's bad luck to even have a woman on board.
Oh yes, bad luck, bad luck.
Oh wow, that's not good.
But you know, me being the captain I am and the great captain that I am, I always took. And sometimes my cabin boy wasn't so much a boy; it was more of a woman dressed up like a boy.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. We got a question here. A couple of questions coming in from the audience everywhere. Cool Breeze wants to know, did you have a parrot, and what was its name?
I did have a parrot, but it was a sad day. I had to eat the parrot one time. We got a little lonely out there. It's just, it was really sad. I had to get a parrot to feed the crew.
That's not very nice.
Well, you know, sacrifices had to be made, but I have another parrot now. His name is Scotty. Scotty the parrot. And he does.
Let's just say tiger or something like that.
No. He does have a pig leg.
Oh, a peg leg. Yeah. Well, that's kind of weird. Your parrot has a peg leg, but you don't.
Yeah, it was a lucky shot.
Okay.
Somebody got a lucky shot in on him and shot his leg.
All right. You were captain of the Daisy Dreamer.
Yes, the Daisy Dreamer. She was a lovely vessel.
Well, tell us, how do you get that name? Did you rob her and...
Well, yes, we kind of, me and the boys, you know, we kind of took her over for a while and took her out and decided, you know, the skull and crossbones, everybody was doing that, or the blood red flags and stuff, so we decided to do something a little different. We figured if we took and painted the mast all yellow and then put yellow sails upon, everybody would think we were cowards. So they just let us sail right up next to them, only to be suckered in.
I see.
Yeah, we called it Daisy because, you know, she was yellow.
I see. Very nice. We have more questions or comments. Actually, we have Trish who writes in, I'll trade booty with you. I'll trade booty with you if you give some gold to look at my chest. You want to give it? Now, what is, by the way, what is booty?
Oh, booty is what we got. Everybody likes to call it loot nowadays, but there's no booty.
It's booty, huh?
It's just booty. You know, I understand now booty has two meanings, but back then, booty was booty. Sometimes you'd bury your booty. Sometimes I just like to run my fingers through the booty.
All right.
Nice.
I've seen that in the movies where as soon as they see the booty, they just run their fingers right through it.
They
actually start licking on the booty.
Sometimes you put other things in the booty. I'm not going to confess to anything, but, you know, maybe if you buy the book, you might see what I'm talking about.
All right. So you stick your face right in the booty and go...
Well, maybe you would.
Or you could go R. Give me an R for a real pirate. Give me an R for a real pirate here.
R from a real pirate.
There you go. So winches was a real problem. You got to keep them off the boat.
Well, but it was always good to go back to port sometime. It'd just be a big drunk fest. We'd get drunk all the time and, you know, just do winches whenever you wanted to. They all gave it up whether they wanted to or not. Sometimes we just took it.
So you're just really pissed at the... Again, we're talking to Captain Jack.
These sorry pirates are nothing compared to what we were back in the day.
I guess not.
Back in the day, you know, we had men that were men. They just have.
They apparently like to spend a lot of time with other men, right?
That's right. Sometimes it's nothing wrong with a little time with the boys, if you know what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, they're like these guys are not even pirates. They're just, I don't know what they are. They're not pirates. They don't have
they're
pirates.
Not stealing, they're not stealing the booty or anything like that, are they?
No, they're not doing
that. I bet not one of them can say R.
I bet one of them can't. I bet they can't even pronounce it.
All right, well. Again, we're talking to Captain Jack Graybush. We just got another minute with him. Because you're doing a radio tour or something, a bunch of different shows tonight.
Oh, yes.
Discussing his new book, available at Barnes & Noble, entitled?
Arrgh.
Very nice. Any last comments you want to make to the people of America? It's just amazing that you're truly one of the last pirates, true pirates in the world.
Well, I'd like to say to the Americans, I think you did a good job over there. As long as you, because if you boys would have tried to pull that crap with me, me and my boys would have shot you. You would have been dead first. You would have never had to worry about it. We would have plundered that ship and got other.
You had plundered an American aircraft carrier, destroyer,
anything that floats. We could plunder anything.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on,
Captain
guys.
Jack Greybush. Thank you very much. Bye.
See ya.
All right. There you go. That was very, very peculiar, but, you know, what can you say? That was Captain Jack Greybush with our pirate episode here. What do you think, Travis?
He sounds like a pirate to me.
Must have. Pretty good imitation of a pirate if it wasn't a pirate. Does a good job. Oh, my
Lord.
You
say so.
All right. We're moving on with the show. How'd that go over? Check in the chat box and see how that went over.
Let's see. What's does he have a parrot? Let's see. Hold on, I gotta catch up.
Wow, that was quite something. All right, we're gonna kick in some music now. Johnny Winter, right here on the Best of.
Kept me down on Rampart Street. I seen everybody that I wanted to meet. She said, hey Johnny, stop and listen to me. They got something to knock you off of your feet. It's called a mojo boogie. It's called that mojo boogie. You know that mojo boogie begin to slide on down. She was teaching me a brand new way. I said, Gypsy, tell me what to say. They got the Louisiana boogie and the other kind of thing. They even got the thing they call the mojo hand. They got the mojo boogie. It's called that mojo boogie. You know that mojo boogie began to slide on down. Tell me just how how to operate it. I went to a nightclub out in freezing it tight. I know that was the color ball and people started to fight. It was the Mojo Boogie. Must have been that Mojo Boogie. It was the Mojo Boogie. I began to slide on down. Yeah, it was the Mojo Boogie. Must have been that Mojo Boogie. It was that Mojo Boogie. It was that Mojo Boogie began to slide on down.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
they are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
You smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profits.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold on.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch, the Cockroach.
Say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're gonna say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit if you're that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole. Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro. Lil' Dave Compton.
Marquis Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Quincis McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Kinsley Ellis.
Jill Lewis Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Jill Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1Blues.com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Shaw Tyler.
Candy Kane.
Mick Wong. Jordy Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
All right, welcome back to the Up All Night Radio Show, and here we are listening to a few old cuts from the show, some of the least worst of, and just whatever I can come up with. And we'll all be back here next week. Same time, same channel. Going to get into it. All right. I had a couple of show notes. You can find them at macandtravis.com. That's M-A-C and Travis.com, macandtravis.com. And a couple of show notes there I did want to mention. And first, there's video. If you missed Craig Ferguson last, was it Friday night? Yes, my girl Carrie was on there. Oh, my freaking God. She is fantastic, man. Look at that dress. Look at that dress. Freaking awesome. Take a look at that for you guys and you gals, man, too. I don't know. But take a look at that, my girl, my future Mrs. Mac right there, Carrie Byron. We hope so. Yeah. Wow. My goodness gracious. I was drooling all over that.
And also, there's a couple other show notes you can take a look at. They're kind of funny there. So check it out. And I'm sure I will ramble on about Carrie a lot more next week. You can count on that. And I like that. All right, let's see what else is coming up here. What do we want to do next? Let's do Mike Martin came into studio from the group Out of the Blue, and Ren Rock was with him at the same time. Let's take a listen. This was, my goodness, a couple of years ago. Interview with Mike Martin and a little bit of in-studio music. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. Good.
Out of the Blue. Tell us a little bit about how, well, more. Tell us about yourself first. You said you were born down toward Wichita?
I was born in Wichita let's just say the mid-60s.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Grew up in a small town in northern Kansas, went to high school and whatnot, and up around Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nice.
Yay, Lincoln. Sorry. it's a Nebraska thing.
He's a Nebraska fan, so.
Look out. That could be trouble here. But, no, Out of the Blue started mainly out of just putting some guys together of a like mind, but came from different backgrounds and wanted to play something that was blues-based. We all had a little bit of different flavor to it, put it into our band, and when we came up with the name, it was Out of the Blue.
Cool. Yeah. Now, when did you start playing music, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Was that you were born that way, and
well,
you just knew that...
I had some music in my family, so
that helps.
I was fortunate there, and I started playing piano when I was 4 or 5 a little bit, and guitar a little later on, a little trumpet, a little saxophone, and...
Who was those early influences? Because the people that I listened to growing up, like you were talking about earlier, Led Zeppelin, that affected me through my entire life. The drunken high stupors that I went through listening to Led Zeppelin at AC/DC.
We've been there, my brother.
We've never got high. Well, that's a dang lie.
I've told the story a million times, but my great story was being high and drunk and banging a high school cheerleader. That moment will live in my life forever. That one moment. But no, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, we all have to have our things to hang on to.
That's right. And it's downhill from there.
As it were, yeah.
But who else were your influences?
Well, when I really started picking up guitar, it wasn't a blues thing that I was into. I was hearing people like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin and of course, Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and guys like this, and then later on Randy Rhoads, believe it or not, just really piqued my interest. And once I delved into those guys a bit, I began to wonder where this music came from, and went further into it and found out some of the older music that was involved and where it all came from. And I mean, Muddy Waters wrote the song, "The Blues Had a Baby," and they called it rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, so blues-based stuff became something that I grew into a little bit.
And
did you find it hard to transfer from playing piano and jumping and stuff to playing guitar? I mean, was that did the
that
segment
a,
pretty easy,
or is that a natural, just natural musical ability?
Well, I played music mainly by ear. I can read music, you know, but
right.
It became more of a hearing thing for me, and that's the way it started out with piano too. I just started playing, and it was one of those things that, when you're a kid, you don't want to go and take lessons from some old lady that wants you to play Row, Row, Row the Boat, you know, or something. You know, you want to play something interesting. So I started playing things that I heard on the radio. And later on, guitar just became more the instrument, the vehicle for my expression. Just
yeah, because you don't want to be seen as a big pussy.
I think Ren Rock was learned to play guitar because he wanted the babes. The
right.
guitarist always gets the babe, so that's the deal, right?
Well,
I'm not a guitar player, though.
Well, you dabble with one.
Yeah, I plunk on it, but the singer is, you know,
well,
where it's at.
So you're saying the singer gets more babes.
You think?
I don't know if it's any one drummer, singer, bass player, what it is, but I think when you're young and you start getting into music, that's something that you think about a little bit, you know. The chicks dig this, you know.
I was going to ask go ahead.
Let me ask you this, Mike. I knew I was in it When I went in, you know, I love the music, but ultimately when you get in there and you see and you finally do that very first big show, tell me what it was like when you played your very first big show. What was going through your mind when you, you know, I'm not talking about playing parties or playing in front of people, you know, I'm talking about the big show. What did that do to you, man?
Well, the big crowds are the better crowds to play in front of, and most people would probably tell you in the beginning that getting out in front of them, there's a little apprehension. But when you grow up singing in front of family, and whether it's church or school or whatever, you get some of those butterflies out. But you're right, when you walk out in front of 2,000-3,000 people and you're opening up for a big group and all these people are there to hear them, you really have to, you know, focus. And when you're walking out there, there's certainly some apprehension, and you might have your...
But how did that change you? I want you to let the listeners know what that feeling was like when you seen that and you first seen that first big crowd and...
All the women screaming.
Yeah.
Wow, man, I feel like there should be an orgasm here somewhere. Well, the thing is...
That has to give you energy.
It does. You walk out, and they hear those first chords, and if you've been playing in small clubs and like stuff like that, and all of a sudden you're in front of this big sound system with this whole big light bar up there and these people fussing around with whatever... And you're walking out there, this is an important thing, and all these people are there, and they're ready to hear something. And when you strike those chords and you start doing it, and they start feeling your vibe, and they're in it with you, you get that feedback that it runs right. There's nothing like it in the world. I mean, I
see here on your sheet there that you guys have done shows, opened with, or done shows with Ted Nugent. That had to be just freaky there. That crowd.
Oh, Sweaty Teddy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a big festival atmosphere.
Uncle Ted?
That was yeah, that's quite the thing. Ted is something else.
38 Special, REO Speedwagon. There's my old school there.
Yes, sir.
Some real big names.
Yeah.
Puddle of Mud here in Kansas City. Peter Frampton.
Yeah, we've been fortunate to... Like I say, we come from different backgrounds, but some of our friends in the rock world we hook up with. And like I say, our crowd is, well, not to get into a big, long, drawn-out thing, but our music is out of the blue. It's out of blues music. It's all blues-based, whether it's rock, whether it's jazzy, whether
Absolutely.
It's funky,
Absolutely.
Whatever it is. And we try to bring that to people so that they can come and maybe connect that with more blues-based music, you know, what they're listening to, whether it's country, whether it's rock, whatever. We'll go in, we'll play an Allman Brothers song, and they'll go, oh, wow, I've heard that, but we're playing it more like the original instead of how Allman Brothers did it,
right.
for instance, and in hopes that we can maybe connect with those people, and if they dig the blues and blues-based music, they come that direction. And
hopefully bring some of the youth into it, getting them away from Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana and Britney Spears, which that's got to aggravate you from an artist standpoint, that here these people are getting contracts, and you just sit there. Yeah, that's one of our rants that we do every other night.
<No. laughs>
Is like, are you kidding me? These people are getting contracts to play music and all the publicity that's needed for all these great bands.
Well, they get a lot of backing. They sure do. And there's some that have more talent than others, and some that are prettier and more plastic than others. But it all comes down to what breaks you get, you know. And we're all a little older. We have the idea that, you know, we're not going
to
be looked at as
heartthrobs. But you want to bring a younger crowd into it just to get them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Blues-based music is going to live. And the problem we have is that where it lives in the heart of blues-based music really beats is in the clubs and towns like Kansas City. But there's problems with, the people who love those old blues and everything are getting older. They don't want to be in the bar till 2 o'clock in the morning, what have you.
Right.
And the influx of new music has been shunned by some bar owners. They want to hear more just the traditional stuff, but
right.
It's kind of like they're cutting their own throats, you know, and it doesn't allow our music to thrive, you know.
It's got to grow somehow. I mean,
you have to have a mix of something to bring the younger crowd in so that, you know, it goes on. And truthfully, when things are interpreted differently, more comes of it. I mean, if you think about it,
right,
in the traditional sense, if anybody just wanted to hear everybody wanted to hear traditional blues, there never would have been, there only would have been a few.
You know, rock and roll or anything else.
There never would have been a Muddy Waters or, like you say, an Elvis or Clapton or anybody like that, because they changed things and people loved it.
I did an interview about a year ago with The Pitch. I don't know if you're familiar with The Pitch newspaper here in Kansas City, but they're more eclectic and all that. But I was describing the fact that Puddle of Mud, to me, has some blues influences into it. She laughed at me, and it's like, and you know, she was like 21 or whatever, you know, doing the interview thing. Young. And it was like, apparently you don't know what blues is. The first thing you think of is something, you know. All right, this is...
I don't know how much of this you're going to pick up here, but...
Oh, it sounds pretty good.
We usually do a great job. We've had people
in. You want me to take my mic over and put on his guitar?
You could.
Yeah, all
right,
I'll do it.
No, he's got his right there. Yeah, that'll work. All right, this is...
Yeah, it sounds good.
Mike Martin.
Thank you.
Out of the Blue, and we're going to leave it to you, and enjoy.
Kick all ass, right. Mike.
This is a song that I'm not sure how it's going to translate to acoustic guitar. I've never played it on here. Actually, it used to be a warm-up thing, and it's an old true story, and I'd like to say that things are much better now.
Good.
But it's called the Miss Me Blues. Hey now, baby, tell me what you gonna do. Hey now, baby, 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 tell me what you gonna do. You say you're trying to love me, I know about that other man too. How can I tell you, you meant the whole world to me. My deepest, darkest passion, baby, my shining sun to see. Now his heart's torn in two, I tell you, laying right down for me. You gonna miss me? You gonna miss me when I'm gone? You gonna miss me, baby? You gonna miss me when I'm gone? And all you have is memories to help you carry on. I give you good, good loving. You think that thing's for fun. Don't you pass it all around now, baby. We need to come on run. You know I know it, baby. You know I ain't the one. You gonna miss me? You gonna miss me when I'm gone? You gonna miss me, baby? You gonna miss me when I'm gone? You know all I have is memories to help you carry on. So carry on. You gonna miss me? You gonna miss me, baby? You're gonna miss me, baby, yeah. You'll miss me when I'm gone. And all you have is memories to help you carry on.
Yeah!
All right.
God damn.
Awesome.
That was good. I love that. Okay. That's great.
You too, Carol.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
this is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation, right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
Alrighty, back here on the Up All Night radio show, the best of version tonight. And we're playing a few old bits, a few old cuts, and let's try another one, try to get something humorous here. Oh, this is crazy. This is literally, 3 years ago or more, back when Brokeback Mountain came out. You know that movie? Yeah, you know the movie. It was on TV here a while back, too, just a few days ago. I was skimming across it on cable. It wasn't one of the pay channels. It was just, a regular cable channel. Of course, I guess all cables pay, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I was kind of surprised to see it. I think it was Bravo, Brokeback Mountain. At any rate, this is an interview with Enos Elliott a long time ago. Let's take a listen.
Let's put it online. Here. Welcome, Enos. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, Travis, for having me on.
Okay, before we get started here, let's, where are you exactly located at?
Yes, I'm located, just outside of Pago Hole, Wyoming. I own about 50,000 acres of prime property. Got about 200 head of cattle out there right now. We're out here on the prairie. I've got my cell phone. You probably can hear some of the working cattle in the background.
Yeah.
Kind of a point of interest here is that the property right next door to me is owned by the vice president, Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And believe me, everyone around here, we really do love Dick.
Oh, really?
So what you're saying is you really love Dick there.
Yes, we do love Dick. We're all obviously Republicans around here, strong feeling Republicans. We're not part of your liberal media program there. We really resent all your being liberal bullcrap, your pinko fag talk radio that we have to listen to. We're all good American Republicans. We believe in the war. We support our troops. And we love our Dick Cheney, too.
Well, so what you're saying is you love Dick a whole lot, then.
Apparently so.
So, okay, now you have an issue with the producers of Brokeback Mountain, and
that's
you believe
exactly it? Right, Travis. They took my story and made it in the movie, and what did I get out of it? Nothing. And that's another one of those things that liberals believe in doing. Stealing stuff, not being responsible for your intellectual property, and stealing your stuff. And that makes me mad. I want to prove tonight to you, Travis, and you, Mac.
Oh, I'm here.
Liberal-wise, Mac.
Hey.
I'm going to prove to you guys that they stole my story, my personal story, and made it into a movie and made millions of dollars. And I'm mad. I'm going to sue the bastards.
Okay, so what we have now, we have two things here. They stole your story, and you love Dick. Okay, now...
Okay, proof number one, what is my name, Travis? Huh?
Enos.
It's Enos. Enos is one of the characters in the movie. That's number one.
Okay, so your name is Enos, and you're gay. And you love dick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Travis, my name is not Enos. It's Enos. And I want to make one point very clear here. You misspoke again, much like most liberals do. I am not a faggot. I am not gay. So don't call me that again. I'm a Republican. I'm a good, valued Republican, good Christian. And I love my next door neighbor, and I love Dick Cheney. I do love Dick.
Yeah, we kind of get that impression that you do love Dick.
I have no idea what you guys are laughing at. It better not be me.
No, no, no. We'd never laugh at you. Okay, whatever. Let's get more proof here. You said you were going to read directly from your journal.
Yes, yes, Travis, I do want to read directly from the journal. Here, let me get it out here.
Pulling it out.
I'm quoting directly from my journal. This is going to prove my point. This is a quote now. He slowly rubbed my behind, then attacked it like a snorting bull in heat. He nearly broke my back. Do you see there? Do you see there, Mac and Travis? A complete reference to Brokeback. That's where they got the Brokeback Mountain part at.
That sounds pretty bad.
That's so stupid. I'm sure it sounds gay to me.
Listen, I'm not going to put up with this. You call me gay one more time, I'm hanging up. I want to tell you something. I am a God-fearing Republican. I have good values. I live next door to Dick Cheney, so don't tell me that I'm no faggot. And I want to tell you one other thing.
What's that?
I'd like everybody to go to my website,
EnosRanch.com.
Okay. You can find out all you want to know about my journal and the references to Brokeback Mountain. So go to EnosRanch.com.
Okay.
AnusRanch.com. Okay.
You know, that could be taken the wrong way.
I have no idea what you guys are laughing at. It better not be me.
Are you freaking kidding me? What the hell does he have to do with Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, yes, that's my website. I'd like everybody to go to that. Oh, you can find out more of my journal. You want to hear some more of my journal?
Sure.
You want to hear some more of the proof? You want to know why they stole my story?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read one more little bit here for you, okay?
Okay.
This comes from my journal.
All right.
Finally, he came. Mmm, the taste of the man stew.
You gotta be. Oh, man, that's not right. What the hell does that have to do with Brokeback Mountain? I know they're two gay cowboys.
Well,
but
they were eating stew in one of the scenes.
Okay, yeah, that's enough. It's bullshit. You say you're not gay, but listen to your journal. The producers of Brokeback Mountain didn't steal your story. I call that's bullshit. I call bullshit because you're gay and you love dick.
He's absolutely full bullshit.
EnosRanch.com.
Hey.
Oh.
There he goes.
Oh, we lost Enos. I mean Enos.
Yeah! Thank you.
You know, I believe it was true, yeah. So I say the best thing. Come back here, come back real quick. My heart is aching and my body's feeling weak. I'll be alright, y'all be okay. Come on now, baby, listen to what I say. I don't want your money, baby, don't need your car. I've been doing alright so far. Giving it up for your love.
I'm going outside. No, I'll find out.
No, I don't want you going outside, Mr.
Well, here it goes, buddy. You hear the shotgun clicking, and I'm going.
Don't go outside. Come on, get on your regular.
Lou, you're dead. Get the law over here quick. Get one of them's in the front yard over there. He's down. The other one's run down the street.
Where are
I had
you?
No choice. They came in the front yard with me, man.
Where
I had
are
no
you?
Choice.
Now I said, buy yourself a shotgun now. We're gonna break it down, baby, now. We're gonna load it up, baby, now. We're gonna shoot them before they run now. We'll be right back.
got on the phone right now Colonel Roger Duke, the all right. Up All Night Radio Show military advisor. 33 years in the U.S. Army, a vet of Korea and Vietnam. Some say he created the concept for Delta Force. But that's kind of a top secret deal. He's not going to mention it. I've heard it through the grapevine. Let's get him on the phone.
Well, welcome back, Colonel Duke. He's our military advisor. How you doing, Colonel Duke?
Hey, Mike and Travis, what are you guys doing? What's happening there?
Not much. Sounds like you're bowling again.
Oh, yeah. We got the ball leagues. It's kind of warming up here with it. This is my OFF2 team.
Oh, yeah?
This year. Yeah, the old fucking farts, too. I'll tell you something. They're just a bunch of fucking losers. But anyway, I want to introduce you to some of my my new mixed league players here. That's going to be on my team, the OFF2.
Okay.
Besides me, I'm known as Hands, obviously.
Right.
For over 50 years, I've been known as Hands. Then we got Beverly Blue Hair.
Beverly Blue Hair?
Hello, Beverly. And we got Chuck. He's my buddy there.
Chuck.
And then we got Tits Andrews.
Who?
Tits Andrews.
Tits Andrews?
Yes, she's a hottie. But we usually call her Saggy Bag. She always gets pissed off when we call her Saggy Bag.
Are they hanging kind of low?
I'll tell you something. She wears a bra around her waist. It's pretty weird, man.
Well, I've got a couple questions to ask you.
Go ahead. Give me some questions there.
Okay. What do you think about Israel and the ceasefire?
Israel? I tell you something, Travis. Them Jews know how to fight. They really do. It's too bad they didn't know it back in World War II.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, though. This old airplane bullshit is just about driving me fucking nuts. Because you can't win wars with fucking airplanes. You know, you got to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, put about 300,000 ground troops on the ground down there. You know, go down there and shoot up that Hezbollah like some kind of dust mite. That's what Israel needs to do.
I agree. That's a sounds like a sound strategy there.
I think all this newfangled shit's just a bunch of bullshit. You put them boots on the ground. You heard that old phrase in the Army. You've been in the Army. Put them boots on the ground. That'll take care of business.
Yep, that's true. Now, what do you think about Iraq?
Hey, Beverly. Y'all play with my ball? I'm sorry. She forgot her ball, so I'm letting her play with mine, if you know what I mean.
I hear you. So, what do you think about Iraq?
Iraq! You always ask me the same fucking question. How many times are you going to ask me that dumbass fucking question? Yeah, I'll tell you how many times. You're going to keep asking me because we're still fucking there, that's why.
For the next 20 years, we might be asking that question.
Bush is a fucking pussy. You want to know what the answer is to Iraq?
Yeah.
There's not enough fucking killing going on. I mean, we've spent about 3 million rounds of different ordnance out there. And how many people are dead? Not fucking enough. There should be at least 2 million killed right now. Let me explain this. Let me give you the math here, Travis.
Okay.
What, the math?
Yeah, do the math for me.
There it is. Over 50 years ago, I learned this. You take two bombs, 2 million enemies, dead equals victory, USA, war won. And by the way, that war, that Saddam Hussein, was he responsible for 9/11?
No.
No, he wasn't, you dumbass! He wasn't responsible for 9/11. Osama bin Laden, what the fuck is up with him?
I don't know.
you got me all riled up. I'm going to take my blood pressure medicine now. Hey, Beverly, you going to play with my ball again?
Colonel Duke.
Chuck's looking a little sick, too. Looks like he might
I can only imagine how he got that name.
Yeah.
What do you think about gays in the military?
Gays in the military. Well, I'll tell you something there, Travis. I don't know that I have a problem with it. You know, we had them back in my day. You know, you kind of knew them because they kind of acted a little fruity. They're pretty good at shining boots. They used to have, always clean up the class. They's pretty cool. And you know, it's important that the American soldier, you know, they're known for improvisation. And, you know, sometimes you're out in the field, kind of alone. Sometimes you got to improvise. Use what you got.
So you're suggesting that The gays in the military are there to have sex in the foxholes?
I'm not suggesting anything. Just improvise what you got. You got to use your hand. You got to use somebody else's hand. You know, whatever. Hey, Beverly. Easy with my balls there. Hey, baggy bag. Hey, Trap.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever fucked a 70-year-old woman?
No.
I got a suggestion for you.
Okay.
This is my suggestion. This is Colonel Roger Duke's suggestion of the day for you.
Okay.
If you're going to fuck a 70-year-old woman, make sure you have a plastic mattress pad on the bed.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, you'll never get the smell out of that thing. All right, guys. I got to get back going.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Dominic Forbes every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippy flippies, jelly stingers, trick sticks, bing bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, back here, Up All Night with Mac and Travis. This was a good combo of stuff there. And let's keep it going here. Let's see. Nope. I think I want to do the Jeremy from Driving Wheel, and that'll be followed up by I ain't guilty. I can talk. I ain't guilty. Driving Wheel. Let's take a listen.
Well, I mean, you know, Ryan and I pretty much grew up around it, listening to a lot of blues. His dad played guitar, and you know, my dad played guitar, and you know, my dad was more like Neil Young. You know, that I have that kind of influence, and. You know, just, I love music. You know, I studied music in college, and, you know, Ryan grew up around it, so it's just natural.
Oh, that's cool.
And I don't know if you found us or we found you, whatever, but I found your MySpace. And the first song I clicked on was I Ain't Guilty, and I just said, this is effing great, man. this is unbelievable, so.
Right on.
I don't know how long you guys been together, but, man, you guys got something clicking there.
Well, we got together in, our first gig was in February, and, it kind of came about out of, necessity more than anything. I'd had a band, last summer, and, we'd had a gig booked, and our, bass player at the time, basically, took a job as a station manager in Colorado Springs, and we were, you know, left without a band, and, you know, I knew Ryan, and I knew that he could play some really kick-ass blues songs, you know, and, you know, we knew Quentin from an open jam that was, in Jeff City, and, I just got them together and said, hey, you guys want to, you know, play this show with me, and the chemistry was immediately apparent.
Well, I ain't guilty.
she heard no cry. Well, I ain't guilty. Yeah, I ain't guilty of no cry. The glove don't fit. Got a solid alibi, cause I was on a fishing trip. Cause I ain't guilty. Yeah, I ain't guilty of no crime. I ain't never wronged another. Never turned a card or stole a dime.
Have a little more music. This is Wes Mackey, Mr. Blues, right here on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Yeah, baby. Oh, man. What a smile I have on my face. Thank you.
was Mr. Blues. Sorry, but you've got to go. Mr. Blues. Sorry, but you've got to go. Just got a letter from my baby, and you can't stay here no more. She's coming home tomorrow, and she's coming home to stay. She's coming home tomorrow, and she's coming home to stay. So pack your things, Mr. Blues, and make your getaway. Been together for a long time. You and I were just like friends. Now my baby is coming home, and the friendship has got to end. Mr. Blue, you've got to go. See, baby's coming home tomorrow, and you can't live here no more.
To the music alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st
century. 21st
century.
21st
century blues.
All the music that anyone wanted
here. I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally all done, you guys. I'll never go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCLR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Sleep all day.
Service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Back here, up all night with Mac and Travis. And, of course, Travis, once again, he's not with us tonight. He's as a guard. And so he's doing Army training tonight. Probably live night fire, I would imagine. He must be at the range. But at any rate, here we are, and we're going through some of the old stuff of the show from the past 4 years. And let's see. I know this one gets played a lot, but it is funny. To me, it's funny. And the story is, and for you old listeners that know what's going on, you probably think, here we go again. I've heard this about 20 times. But for the new listeners, we had some commercial radio stations, AM, FM stations, affiliates, that picked up the Up All Night radio show, but we lost them. They all went away. We got fired, as they said. Donald Trump said, you're fired. All because of this little bit right here. Do you think this is illegal? Do you think this is FCC compliant or not? I think it was. I didn't say anything bad, but you judge for yourself. This is the great zoo trip here on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Well, I can play gay really good for $800,000.
All right, we're back here.
Is that the one you were looking for?
Yeah, I finally found it. Up All Night with Mac and Travis, and here we are continuing through this lovely adventure.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to the website, macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com. And there is a chat box. Travis is in the chat box. Lots of other people.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, though, that some people don't want to go in the chat box. Some people look at the chat box and don't want to join
it's
in.
It's okay.
Come on, guys.
It's all right. Don't be scared.
But
I'll hold your hand all the way through.
I wanted to talk about my trip to the zoo, but first I wanted to mention this.
Okay.
I work at a place that have a lot of African-Americans working at it.
Right, right.
At the bakery there.
Right, right.
And everybody's real nice, super nice. But I've noticed that people are kind of hostile toward me out in the parking lot. And
why?
Because I get all these looks, and I was trying to figure, why is that? And then I figured it out.
Okay.
I didn't notice, but many, many, many years ago, probably 12 or 15 years ago, I put a Confederate flag on my truck.
Ah.
Oops.
That not, might do it.
Not very politically correct there anymore. It used to be, I guess.
It used to be.
It used to be cool because I lived in the country.
Back in the 16, 1700s, it used to be awesome.
It's heritage pride. I know we're talking to people in the Yankee country. And Kansas City, I guess, is actually Yankee country, too, but whatever.
I think it's half and half.
Half and half. All right. So I apologize for having the Confederate flag.
Frag.
flag on my pickup truck.
I apologize for having the Confederate flag on the back of my pickup truck.
And if you have a problem, just come over and visit, and I'll show you my gun rack with my 22 on it. My 10-06.
10-06. Do you know what that is?
It's shotgun, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of a 10-06.
Yeah.
Maybe Trish can tell me.
Yeah. All I know is pistols. So
pistols?
Okay. I had a Smith & Wesson Model 10, but I had to give it away.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Okay, here's my story about the zoo.
Yeah, tell me about the zoo.
Yeah, now I went to the Prairie Village Zoo with SVG.
Oh,
her
nice.
And I went to the zoo.
Nice.
And it's a brand new zoo
was
here.
Was it a hot day?
No, it's nice.
Oh, that's totally.
It was just really nice.
Tank top, shorts, you know.
No, just usual stuff.
All right.
So we go to the Prairie Village Zoo, which is a brand new zoo here in Prairie Village. And I walked in. I want to kind of lead you through everything I saw.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It was really cool. And kind of unusual, too.
All right.
Well, it was really weird. When you first walk in the door, they have farm animals.
Oh, nice.
I guess part of because it's in Kansas, you know, they have farm animals.
Right.
And the first thing right there was this rooster. And I got to tell you something. That is the biggest cock I've ever seen in my life. It was a huge cock. Unbelievable. You know that?
What does SVG think about
it? She that's the first time she ever saw a cock that big. She said, that's an amazing large cock.
Bigger than the ones you saw in the porn?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just talking about the rooster. But and you know, remember I used to live on a farm years and years ago?
There's nothing like quite like a huge cock, is there?
No, there's not. I used to live on a farm years and years ago. You remember that?
Yeah.
And I had a huge cock. I had a huge cock back then. But you want to know what happened to my huge cock?
What happened to your huge cock? Did you get its head cut off?
No, my cock got ran over by a tractor tire. It was a very strange thing. So in a way, that was kind of interesting.
All right.
I'd never seen a cock that big. And then also within the farm animals, they had a donkey.
Oh,
a donkey, horses, and all that. And they had some nice asses there. They had some cool asses. And I asked the girl if I could ride the ass, and she said no. So
maybe did you ask her if you could ride the ass with a huge cock?
Why would I do that? That doesn't make sense.
Because there's nothing like a huge cock on an ass.
I guess so. I'm confused. Anyway, so I continued through the place. It's really cool. They got this section of birds.
Okay.
And they got all from all around the world, and they had these pair of tits. They were the nicest pair of tits you've ever seen in your life. They were huge, too. Huge, perfectly proportioned pair of tits. What are you laughing about? A tit is a bird indigenous to England.
Okay. Whatever you say there, guy.
They were some nice tits. And actually, it was kind of cool because SVG was playing with the tits.
Okay.
She was rubbing on the tits. Okay. It was kind of cool.
Okay. Well, so you first walked in, you seen a huge cock.
Yeah.
And then you've seen a nice ass, and then you've seen a pair of huge tits.
That's right.
Okay.
Nicely performed.
Proportioned?
Proportioned tits.
There you go.
You know, one wasn't bigger than the other tit.
Nice. They were both the same size?
Yeah. It was really nice. And then, so we went through and, you know, looked at it's a big place. It's really nice, and it's well constructed. And I finally made it, you know, everybody loves the lion cage.
Yeah.
So I finally made it to the lion cage with all the cats, and I tell you something, they need to do something because they had some hairy pussies there. I mean, there were some hairy pussies. They need to get some shears out and clip them or something. I don't know if it's just because they're in the zoo or what, but I don't know.
Oh, God.
So that's so my adventure.
Were they all mingled together?
No, they were all over the place.
Oh, they were just all over the place.
If you get a chance, you know, I suggest, you know, I think in... SVG enjoyed the large cock and playing with the tits.
So
she didn't much like the hairy pussy either. I didn't like that at all.
You didn't like the hairy pussy or the ass?
No. But so
that sounds like a great
you guys should go.
Great zoo to go to.
You guys should go. Does your wife she like big cock too?
I hope so. I think she might prefer the hairy ass or the she won't like that
hairy ass.
The nice what'd you call them? The birds?
The tits?
The tits. Yeah, she might like those.
They're a bird. Look it up if you have a problem. Look it up on the internet. It's indigenous to England. There's nothing wrong with anything I just said. I was talking about going to the zoo. You're the one with the dirty mind.
It's not my fault. I was born this way.
You know.
Maybe
because I saw a cock and an ass and a nice pair of tits. What's wrong with that?
Oh, don't forget about the hairy pussies.
I try to forget about that.
Did you go see the beavers also?
No, they didn't have any beavers.
Oh, no beavers.
No.
But they had a bunch of hairy pussies, huh?
Yeah. Next time I'll go, I'll check out the beavers.
Nice.
Do you want me to pet a beaver? Or do you?
Yeah. can you pet a beaver softly?
I imagine they'll let you. They just wouldn't let me ride the ass. So. All right. There was my adventure. Wow. Wow.
Sorry. Maybe y'all should stop by the Prairie Village Zoo to see the huge cock the nice ass, the perfectly proportioned tits, and the, what was the last one?
Hairy pussies.
The hairy pussies. Because, you know, hey, everybody wants to see all that.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
All right, so there you go. That's it with my story, and I'm sticking
nice.
To it.
Nice. So.
All right, again, go to the website. Now, you picked out some of the show notes, so you get to talk through it.
Yes.
You get to tell me what's going on. First item, I'll let you go right after the first item. First item on the list is Trish moving to Fargo. You can keep an eye. I'm going to be keeping an eye on you, Trish. I will be keeping an eye on that every day. I'm going to be checking it. So you can go and check her videos and find out her progress to going to Fargo.
Moving
to the Midwest.
Now she's going to be in Central Time.
Central West. North Central. I don't know where it is.
Something like that.
Over closer to us, anyway. Anyway, tell us what's in the show notes. You pick these out. You tell me what's going on here.
I looked for some funny stuff, and I...
Did you find any?
I found some.
You can go to the Prairie Village Zoo and find big cocks.
Big
want.
Cocks, if you're interested in big cocks. There's plenty at the Prairie Zoo, Prairie Village Zoo. Let's see. The first thing I got up there is the popcorn thing. And if you haven't seen this, and we haven't officially tried this yet, but we're going to try this. You should go watch this one, because it's kind of weird. And you hear all those things that, cell phones don't hurt you, cell phones don't give you cancer, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. After seeing this, it kind of makes you wonder a bit. Because have you watched it yet?
No, give me a second. I'm saving.
You're saving the big cocks.
Well, no, DJ sent me the thing in the chat box.
Oh yes. And so you sent a couple. I got one.
Right, I'm saving one of them that I got.
All right.
I gotta make sure there's no cuss words before I play.
Oh yes.
And I'll definitely play those shortly. Let me go and look at it.
It's pretty cool. You take what it is. You take like 4 or 5 kernels of popcorn. You set up, everyone I've seen had 4 cell phones. I guess it's just to get the cross waves going, I guess. And you set it up there, and you set them in the middle. And
all right, we're going to play here. It's
in playing right there. Watch this. This is just trippy.
There's 4 cell phones and some popcorn in the middle there. I've heard that this works.
And they're all dialing their phones so they all can ring at the same time or around the same time.
They're all ringing. Oh my God!
I know it's
popping.
It's crazy, ain't it?
That is wild. That is interesting.
And you get on further. They show like, I don't know, 6 or 7 groups of people doing that. And further down the line, you see the Americans, and the guy goes, "I bet you 20." He goes, "I bet you $10 it works." The guy goes, "Screw that! I bet you 20 it doesn't." And the other guy goes, "I bet you 50 that it does." And then he goes, "All right, we'll bet 20. Let's bet 20. Okay, dial." And they'll dial, and boop, pop, starts popping again. That's crazy, ain't it?
It's weird,
but
and
they're not supposed to give you cancer, but they can pop popcorn.
That's weird.
Ain't that weird?
That is okay. So here's the deal: when here next week or later down the road,
okay,
when Miss 32C comes back, mm-hmm. and maybe somebody else, your lovely wife, come in the studio.
All right,
we'll have enough cell phones to actually try it.
Yes,
that would be a great in studio experiment.
That would be cool.
And then that's going to freak me out because I don't want to use my cell phone. Then that's just. And you got those earpieces that stay in your ear too.
Oh yeah, the Bluetooth ones.
Yeah, the people that wear those all the time.
Oh,
they annoy me to death.
They'll be talking, and it's like,
Marge, yeah, I went to the Prairie Village Zoo and saw this big cock. And
I don't want to hear this story.
I already know this story. I've seen the big cocks and the hairy pussies and the nice tits and the asses.
Yeah, and the beavers. I think they're going to be there soon. But it's just
coming to the Prairie Village soon. Beavers,
yeah, pink beavers.
There you go.
That's amazing. So I give you kudos. That was a very interesting. What else we got here?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises, they're back, Mac and Travis.
All right. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I hope you had a good time. We're going to be back next week. Blues Cruiser will be in studio sitting in for Travis, but we'll be back live with a grand show for just for you. And, again, go to the website, macandtravis.com. Check out Carrie Byron, the future Mrs. Mac. Also, big welcome to Rant Radio for picking us up. And they're awesome. Thank you so much. And we're going to be doing this again next week. So we'll see you later. Take it easy and have a good night. We're going to move on out of here with a little David Gerald. You know it. We'll see you all later. Bye.
Come on over into the place where I work. Oh, in loneliness, you know I try to do. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might want to crawl in. Some of your old friends. Oh, loneliness. I got to do. I'll play the blues for you.
I'll play the blues for you.
much.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
This is Simon from American Idol. What can I say? That was pure delight. Really wonderful.
For my baby, and she's not there to hold. And then I ask myself, what am I to do? I'm all alone, and I'm so blue. Alone for your love, for your love. Laying here in my bed, you're all I'm thinking of.